Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Love this song. Okay, the future of Mixed Blood Theater will be unveiled later this week. Yep, so hit the road, Jack. All talking about Jack Ruler. This is happening on February 22nd of 2022. It's the date that the theater will name the new artistic director, replacing the legendary Jack Ruler, who is retiring. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to hear your voice, Jack. You know, you're part of our family, man. We really do love you. You're like family to us. And just hearing you talk about finally leaving and getting a new artistic director, which I think you started talking about that in 1999. But here we are. We finally are. And I can imagine what it took for you to make the decision. Tell us about that journey.
You know, I really think that it was when COVID hit in 2020, Mixed Blood, instead of, we sort of took it personally that theater was at the lowest tier of essential. And so we started a strategic plan, say, how are we going to reinvent ourselves so that theater can actually be essential? When things like this happen, we look to theater rather than look away from theater. And then after George Floyd, we really did introspection and realized it was time. I spent a career railing against old white guys, then I became one. So it's time for a change in leadership. And the board really did a great job over the last 20 months of putting together a great process to lead us to 2/22/22, which is the day on which the new person will be revealed to the world.
Here's what's amazing to me. When I was living in Los Angeles, you know, people really paid attention to the age of the artistic director. Same thing in a few places in New York that I've been. And I look at it here in the Twin Cities, and we've seen a big change of artistic directors throughout the theater world. And some of them are young, very young, and some of them are middle age, but very few are older. Tell me why that is, because you still have the wherewithal. You still have the brilliance to put on great shows. So I'm assuming you're going to continue doing that someplace else.
You know, I am going to continue to work in the fields, realm of social justice, and whether it's through theater or other ways, I will not be disappearing. My family's been in the Twin Cities since 1880, so I am going to stick around and hopefully still have some influence. But I do think, I think that what's happened with a number of us that stayed around, you know, it'll be 46 years for me and many other artistic directors. I think, you know, I don't know that there should be term limits, but there are going to be many artistic directors that don't stay in the same position. So I think what has happened is the aberration and younger people moving between organizations and moving, you know, to find their place in the American theater is part of the natural ecosystem and evolution of a field that has got to change in the wake of what's happened between the, you know, global pandemic and what's happened here in the Twin Cities.
One thing about theater is that it's still growing. We have brand new artists that come from other cities and states that come to Minnesota, and they're always surprised. Even some of the Broadway shows that come, they're always surprised at the talent from right here in the Twin Cities and beyond. Here's the thing I don't understand is that if we can bring in even some of the older actors, like at the Guthrie Theater, you see more, I think, I see more older actors at the shows that I go to at the Guthrie than I see the younger ones. And so in my mind, I'm not surprised when I see someone older, my age or even a little bit older. Is that a trend or is that just a consequence?
I think it's just a matter of what that artistic director's taste in and the show they've curated, the season they've curated and the show they're producing. So I don't think anybody's intentionally saying we are doing a season of, I mean, there are a couple of theaters that are in town, Prime mm-hmm. Productions and Theater right. 55 that are intentionally for artists 55 and over. But for the most part, there is no trend or pattern trying to hire older actors. There's just a lot of, again, there's a lot of us that have stuck around and have made a name. And I think the theaters are glad to have them on their stages. But I don't think there's a trend in that direction. But I do think, as you say, when people come from other towns, they're surprised at Minneapolis's art scene and theater scene in particular. It's sort of like a unicorn. You've heard about it, and then when you actually get here, it's real.
Right.
So
well,
I'm
as we
been part of it for the last 46 years.
Okay, so you've been part of it. You've been more than part of it. Not only were you the artistic director of Mixed Blood Theater, but you are an activist as well for theater, for making sure that we are still getting the word out there through theater. You know, you can accept certain ideas when it comes to watching a show at a theater. It's different. It talks to the mind, that piece. And you come out of there remembering quite a bit, or if you did not, you get one trinket that's really important. As we move forward, is that still the thing that is meant to happen at each of the shows?
I think even more so, Geraldine, that over the years, and that's probably at the heart of this strategic direction we're taking, we've tried to use our theater to reveal the change that needs to be made. And now we're going to use our theater to actually drive that change to be made. So it's not just what's the important conversation you have after seeing a show, but rather what is your sustained call to action? How are you going to leave that and actually affect some change in whatever area we've tried to guide you to think more deeply about? And so I do think that is how we are going to become essential, by actually helping to affect change.
The ebb and flow of theater is quite interesting. I'll never forget how you began the understanding or acceptance to other people saying, hey, hospitality, right? Radical hospitality is so important.
Right.
And people really started to come. You were able to offer free tickets to people at times, and I'm blown away by that. What else should we expect from your theater, Mixed Blood Theater? What are we to look forward to now?
Well, you know, I think that this weekend I went and saw a show by Theater Moo, and I went and saw a show at the Jungle, and both of those theaters have pay what you're able to. And I think that there is something in that that is a result of now 11 years of Mixed Blood since we introduced radical hospitality. They're trying to say, how do we let our stages be inviting, welcoming, affirming destinations for people? And so we feel good about that. But what Mixed Blood is going to be, you know, one of the things that COVID has allowed me to do in preparation for the next era of, you know, I hope that by the end of the week, I'm the second best artistic director that Mixed Blood will have ever had. And I think that I've been able to shed the things that are tied to Mixed Blood that are tied to me. And so that person will really get a clean slate to make Mixed Blood their own and change the world. You know, I was never going to be a preacher, a politician, or an orator. The stage became my voice. And you're right. It is as an activist that I've come to work every day all these years. And I think that the activism and the theater as a tool and instrument of justice is what will continue in deeper and more interesting ways.
Well, we have to leave this conversation, unfortunately, but I have to tell you, as artistic director of Mixed Blood Theater, you have made us think, you have made us feel, you have brought joy, and you have given the sadness that some needed to grieve through. So thank you so much for all that you did at Mixed Blood Theater, and I have a feeling we're still going to see you around from time to time, and I look forward to that.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you for all that you do.
Congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, that if you don't know who Jack is, really, he's a remarkable man. He's not just the artistic director. He is also the founder of this theater, and that is remarkable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.